We have some projects that are definitely like 80% human or more,
okay.
And others where maybe it's more 50-50. But of course, even in the case where it's the 80% human, AI can still help with making sure that it's following the style guide, is consistent, is in the right format, and all that stuff. And so it really automates a lot of the, the quality control side of things. So interestingly, people think AI doesn't create quality, but actually can help you, implement your quality or
absolutely.
Be consistent, if that makes sense.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we have the second part of our interview with Shaheen Samavati. Huge, huge thank you to Shaheen again for joining us for this interview. So I'm not going to waste any more time, and we're going to get right into the interview. Hope you enjoy this second part of my conversation with Shaheen. Picking up right where we left off, guys, we're talking about AI in content generation and how Shaheen and the team at Vera Content specifically use AI to generate their content. And Shaheen, something we talk about again so often is the need to balance the AI doing the work and the human actually having oversight, having some sort of influence on the content, making sure that, first of all, it's satisfactory and all of these things. How do you guys kind of balance those two at Vera Content? What, even if it's as simple as a percentage, 50% the AI, 50% the human, how do you guys kind of view that? And how do you prioritize, content quality with the efficiency of AI creating that content?
Yeah. It really depends on the project. We have some projects that are definitely 80% human or more,
okay.
And others where maybe it's more 50-50 because, I said, when it's something that's very where it's formulaic, it's mm-hmm. easier to have AI produce it for you. If it's something that needs to be unique or be based on insights, it needs more human intervention or more human creation in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, even in the case where it's the 80% human, AI can still help with making sure that it's following the style guide, is consistent, is in the right format and all that stuff. And so it really automates a lot of the, the quality control side of things. So interestingly, people think AI doesn't create quality, but actually can help you, implement your quality or
absolutely.
Consistent, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a tool. It's a tool for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we talk about almost daily is the adoption at enterprises and the adoption in brands and marketing departments accepting AI and actually some of the resistance and some of the challenges that are often thrown out when you're bringing AI to a brand or to a client. Are there any key challenges or are there any frequent challenges that when a brand comes to you, are they fully on board for AI or do you still have to kind of pitch AI to some of the clients that you guys work with?
It really varies a lot. I'd say some really want to leverage AI and they want to shave off as much time as possible and think actually that everything should take way less time because of AI.
Sure, of
and then which sometimes it does and sometimes that's not the case, depending on the nature of the project. But then on the other hand, there's clients who are really against AI or don't think they want totally originally human created content and are against the idea of it. So it depends.
So you guys still do have some clients who are very much, no, we just want to make sure that a human has done this work.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the value add that we're providing is that we're managing
right.
the human teams who are mm-hmm. doing everything. So they come to us because they want that human touch. We're helping them leverage tools, and we have to be experts in those tools. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what we're adding is the human creativity.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. That makes sense.
No, in terms of challenges that I think brands have is one is not having clear guidelines on how to use AI.
Mm-hmm.
So and maybe not having oversight of how people in their team are using it. So I think it's really important to because the truth is everyone is using AI.
Yeah, of course.
And if you haven't given people guidelines, they're going to just do what they think. So and it might not be what you want. So that's why I think we've been given it such a priority because we know we're assigning things to writers and those writers are not going to turn their eye, like turn away from AI. Like it's too useful. It's too efficient. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to use it. So if they're going to use it, we need to tell them how we want them to use it.
Of course.
And so for us, it's been like creating guidelines, having trainings with them, and also creating prompts and like training, like asking them to use these prompts in these situations.
Sure.
Because otherwise people are going to make up their own prompts and it might not have the results that you want.
So. Sure, sure. Has there been any, just a curiosity question now, have you ever had resistance from employees who are scared of AI or are afraid that it's going to replace their job? Or
yes.
How do you deal with those internal obstacles as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had, like for the project that I mentioned that we're using the custom GPT, like people who like didn't want to use it or were resistant to it. But I think it's more... It was like the idea of it that I think that they were resistant to. And once they like saw the process and how much more efficient it was, and also the fact that they got to work on like making it better and it like took, it like did some of the heavy lifting for them. I think that they appreciate it now.
Yeah.
Because I think like most of the work that AI does is tedious. Like it's so the part that like that is left for the humans to do is the interesting part. And I think, of course it does take, well, I don't think it reduces the work because at least in our business, we've been growing. So like the volume of work keeps increasing for our team. So the certain types of work, there's less like AI is taking away, but then new kinds of work are coming out. And like, obviously being like knowing how to use these tools is, makes those employees more valuable. So I think increasingly people are recognizing that. But at the beginning, especially like a couple of years ago, there was a lot of resistance.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say less so now. It's been kind of normalized at this point in our industry.
Great. That's great to hear. We're all about AI adoption here. And I really like I really agree with the idea that as more work gets done, the more work is going to continue to come. I mean, it's kind of like that economic thing, like, as the price of something goes down, it more of it needs to get made. And it's just so I think exposure is just so key. So using the tools and getting in there and having these aha moments where it just kind of clicks for people is such a big part of that. When with the growing importance of video content in particular, you've mentioned tools like Veed and Rask, or maybe HeyGen. We kind of talked about this already, so I actually don't want to have you go back over these future trends. Okay, I like this. Let's talk a little bit about what you think the future of translation and localization look like. In your view, how is AI, of course the transcription and the language barrier is probably the primary way that it's helping, but as far as like the cultural localization and the cultural relevancy, how do you think AI is reshaping how global brands are handling that?
Yeah. Okay. Multi-part question, I guess, because I think like, so the translation and localization industry has been like rapidly changing. I mean, it's the biggest change was like with the introduction of machine translation, I mean, over the past 20 years, basically, mm-hmm. but that's been getting more and more advanced. And I think when, like we were kind of saying, when machine translation came about, people thought that that was going to take away work from translators, but actually it's been the opposite. It's mm-hmm. been like it's made it possible to translate a lot more things. Yep. And the amount of things being translated is obviously like above, like more than ever before. Sorry, mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, that's okay.
It's late.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us so late in Madrid's time. But
yeah, no worries. No, but so my point is, I think technology, as it continues to evolve, continues to impact the way translation and localization industry works. But I think, of course, and the biggest changes now are in like multimedia, like the ability to do multilingual subtitling, even real-time translations, and the dubbing and having these avatars that look like they're speaking different languages, like all that stuff is like getting more and more automated. But I think at the same time, it's like it's meaning that a lot more content is being adapted, and that means that some humans need to be involved somewhere in that process.
Exactly.
So the role of humans is changing in that, but it's still necessary, and there's actually like more work than ever before. I think it's just creating more work for people who work in localization.
For sure, for sure. One more thing I wanted to touch on as we're kind of wrapping up here is the social media management aspect of all things. We talked a lot about, you know, your content creation and how you use AI to write and produce. Is there any AI-driven tools that you use specifically for any like social media monitoring or tracking of trends or anything like that?
I mean, there's a lot of AI features built into social media tools that mm-hmm. we use. Like,
sure.
We use Sprout Social for a lot of projects, so which like has social listening features and things like that. That have some AI features.
Sure. Okay. I'm well aware of Sprout, but I've been away from it for quite a few years now. Do they have anything in addition to social listening that's specifically AI? I mean, I'm sure they'll like write the content for you in there and everything too. If you want, you can probably click a button and have them generate it.
Yeah, there are some like generative AI features in there that'll help you like quickly repurpose from one format into another. To be honest, I'm not working on that software every day, so I'm not like super up on the on the latest. But
more so than I am, that's for sure. I think it might be time to do a Sprout Social episode one of these days soon and get back into that. Couple more questions, two more actually. Looking ahead, are there any trends that you foresee in the use of AI for content creation, particularly in like the multicultural markets?
I think in terms of trends that I see, I would say that, well, as we were kind of talking about like consolidation and integration of AI into the tools that we're all using, I think... Well, we already talked about YouTube, but I think all the social media platforms are going to have AI integrated features if they don't already. So like, but especially when it comes to translation and dubbing and all that, like I think you're going to be able to just post in one language and it'll be automatically adapted into the others. So that'll be interesting to see how we adapt to that.
That's going to be a huge one. I know, like you mentioned the YouTube now dubbing into multiple languages, which mm-hmm. I mean, the days of having 10 different pages for 10 different languages are nearly in the past. So last question I want to ask you, and it's this new question that I'm going to start throwing into my interviews, because I mentioned it earlier, kind of like when people have that aha moment with AI, do you remember, or does something come to mind when you were first getting into the AI technology where you're just like, whoa, that was crazy. And it just clicked with you that this is going to change everything.
I mean,
and I put you on the
there
spot.
Was like a lot of those moments, but maybe when I saw this, there was this thing of this video game that was made with AI. Oh, what's that?
Was
like?
It Doom?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there's like somebody who created Doom that was like completely generated by AI, and it's like a Doom game that's just like that's being created as you're playing it.
And sometimes it was just with a couple images and all that stuff. It really is pretty mind-blowing. Shaheen, thank you again so much for being with us today on the show and talking about AI and content creation, specifically global and localized and culturally relevant content creation. I really appreciate it. Before I let you go, if our listeners want to find you or find Vera content, Vera content, I'm sure the website, but where can they find you and where can they engage with you?
So definitely Vera Content website, and of course we're on across all the social media channels at Vera Content, and you can connect with me on LinkedIn as well, Shaheen Samavadi.
Excellent. Shaheen, thank you so much again, and we'll let you go. We won't keep you up any later than you already have been, and take care. Have a great, great evening.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Shaheen. Okay. That is going to do it for our second part of our interview with Shaheen. Once again, huge thank you and a huge amount of appreciation to Shaheen for joining us. Navigators, definitely check out veracontent.com. If you are a marketer, if you work in a marketing department who is looking to bring their brand global or needs to polish up their global marketing, cut here. Definitely check out Vera Content. Cut here. And if you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.